from Lydia Street. The Big Show with PT on 3BA 102.3. More Ballarat.
And it's time to talk the big dance from AFL Nation. Terry Wallace, good morning to you.
PT, good morning. We got there.
You finally. We're only about 3 weeks late with the grand final, but we finally got there.
Yeah, well done to the AFL because, I mean, it could have got cancelled at any stage. I mean, AAL got there as well, but they only had one border to sort of get stuff across. We had quite a few to sort of manoeuvre through.
Yeah, absolutely. And who would have thought we'd have two Victorian teams playing off at the G in the grand final? Just the wrong G.
Okay, correct. Yeah, well, we got a little patch of the MCG going up two together. Again, I don't know what all that was about. But, yeah, certainly, I think when you're looking at Geelong and Richmond deserve to be there. They've been hubbed up there from about round sort of three onwards. So I think it's fairly fitting and fairly deserving that they get the chance to play off.
Had it have been Port Adelaide and Brisbane, would anyone have cared except their supporters?
Interesting question. I mean, I'm certain that from a Victorian standpoint, this one's got a lot more to offer. So, I think Brisbane or the Queensland aspect of it would have been great for Queensland if they could have got their team in. But I think that from a Victorian point of view, we're quite comfortable with the way it's all fallen down. And not a lot of love lost between the two sides. I think the fans, I know Richmond fans always have said, Geelong only make finals because they play down at Geelong all the time. They've got their home ground advantage down there. And then Geelong supporters go, well, what are you talking about? You get to play your finals on your home ground. So there's been a bit of that argy-bargy going on over the years, so no love lost between them.
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes down to it, Terry Wallace, who is going to take the coveted trophy home in 2020?
Well, I'll just say from a Geelong point of view at first, best chance that they've got because they're fighting fit and they're in real good form. If you go over the three finals, they're actually 23 points better at the moment in their three finals than what Richmond are, but Richmond have always found a way to win and they've been able to sort of have the better of Geelong over a period of time. We've only got to go back to round 17 to witness that. I've been on Richmond's bandwagon when they were outside of the eight, I still sort of thought that they could get up there and make it. That was about round eight of the season, so I've been on the Tigers, so no reason for me to jump off now, but it's a big opportunity for the Cats.
Yeah, it certainly is. Who shuts down Dusty or attempts to anyway?
Well, it will be interesting. I think that Cole Jasny will get him when he goes forward because he's taken on DeGoey, he's taken on Charlie Cameron, so they seem to give him all the best. So I think he'll be the one there. And yeah, whether they go Guthrie or whether they go Selwood when he comes into the middle of the ground, I get the sense it'll be Guthrie, but we'll wait and see how that one plays out. And they feel the same way. I think Ryan's probably gets him from a Tigers' point of view.
Yeah, yeah. Does Dusty get a record third Norm Smith, do you think, Terry?
Well, he's every opportunity, isn't he? He's just such a fantastic player and, he just keeps on keeping on. I mean, if he's not best, he's that close to it normally. So I'm going to go for my Norm Smith medalist, Shane Edwards, because he's always been a bit of a fave of mine. I coached him as a young kid down there, and he's had a great finals success as well. And he's been come back into the hub and playing great footy. So I'm going to go Shane Edwards.
All righty. Who wins and by how much?
I'll go the Tigers, and I'm hoping for a reasonably close game, so I'm going to go 16 points.
You're kidding. I actually mentioned earlier this morning I'm going Tigers and 17 points.
Well, I hope that great minds think alike sometimes, so whether it plays out that way, PT.
All right. Terry Wallace, before you go, want to talk, obviously, trade period's going to be a big thing and looks like Brad Crouch might be headed to the Saints, but is he tainted after his illicit substance misdemeanour a few weeks ago?
Tainted, I don't think so. I think you get on with life and you make a mistake and get on with it. I think that will be the way that it'll play out. What I do believe is that it will have cost him. I mean, I think that the clubs were still comfortable to go after him because of the fact that it was going to cost them a lot less to get him. And so I think that would be the point of view. He's made an error that I think potentially could cost him $100,000-$150,000 a year. And then when you put that over sort of 3-4 years, it could be a $600,000 error.
And I'm pretty sure the Cats would love to have one Jeremy Cameron on the field Saturday night. And they don't want to offer up too much. The Greater Western Giants want quite a bit for the trade. But the Cats say, nah, pick number 10 in the Free Agency Compensation Act is quite adequate under the AFL's rules.
Well, I suppose when you look at it over a period of time, I mean, you had Buddy Franklin, who's been as good a player as I've sort of seen in the game in my time. Hawks got, what, was a pick 19 for Franklin at that stage. So, we just have to wait and see how that one plays out. Cats will play hardball. GWS Giants will go for as much as what they can. And eventually, look, these things normally work out. We had a couple last year, Papley and Danaher, that didn't. But normally we get the result that we are looking for.
Well, Tigers fans will be hoping for back-to-back premierships and a record third Norm Smith for Dusty. And Cats fans, well, I guess a premiership and a great way to see off Gary Ablett Jr. What a career he has had. That's what they'd be wishing for.
Yeah, my word. And to the supporters of both clubs, good luck. It's a fantastic week to be there. I know it's been a bit unusual this time around how it sort of played out, but certainly enjoy the weekend and enjoy the night. It should be a ripper.
And Terry Plough-Wallace from AFL Nation, I want to thank you for availing yourself to 3BA's Big Show each and every week to preview, review and give your tips. Good calling on the grand final, mate, and enjoy the off-season.
Oh, well, thanks, PT, but I'm bidding farewell to all your listeners and to yourself. 43 years in the game. Saturday night's my last. It's my retirement, so I've only got a couple of days to go.
Terry, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, all done. As I said, 43 years as a player, coach, and media commentator, so
Oh, mate, congratulations on an absolute stellar career, not only on the field, but off the field as well. And in your commentary, not only enjoy the off-season, but the rest of your life. Well done to you, Terry Wallace.
Good on you, PT, and I really appreciated having a chat. And thanks to your listeners for putting up with this raspy voice every morning.
You take care of yourself, Terry.
Good on you, PT. Thank you. Cheers.